Hi, welcome to Feed the Cue, the ultimate podcast discovery podcast. I'm Andrea. I work at Think Media, a podcast marketing company. In this episode, we're bringing you a very special charcuterie of podcasts for Women's History Month. We'll explore shows created by, for, and with women. Some of them you might already know and love, but we also hope you'll find some new ones to munch on. Today, we're giving you a taste test, so let's get into it.
We like to listen sometimes to podcasts, sometimes to music, and sometimes to audiobooks. Stay tuned if you like recommendations. We're gonna bring them to your ears. We'll share with you some things we've been loving, and we'll try to feed your cue.
As you already know, we are constantly on the lookout for a new podcast to love and, frankly, to be obsessed with. This episode, we have a special lineup prepared for you, made up of recommendations from our very own Think Team cuties. There's a lot coming up, and we're excited to hear which ones are your favorites, which ones resonate with you the most, and which ones spark your curiosity. First up, we have I Seduce the Dragon, an actual play D&D podcast that requires absolutely no prior knowledge of Dungeons & Dragons to love. High production value, engaging characters, and incredible chemistry make it a great time for even casual listeners. A rocket scientist, a cowgirl, a porn star, and a mom walk into a dungeon. And those are just the players. If that didn't make you curious, then I don't know what will. Then you'll hear In Retrospect, where each week, Emmy-winning journalist Susie Ben-Akerim and New York Times editor Jessica Bennett revisit a pop culture moment from the 80s and 90s that shaped them, to try to understand what it taught us about the world and a woman's place in it. Another one we've been loving is Lowlines, a sonic scrapbook and a passport to Rome. Following one woman's pull to tune into the pulse of place, befriending strangers along the way. Feeling overwhelmed by the London business hustle, food entrepreneur Petra Baran brought an audio recorder and set off with no itinerary, guided simply by a hunger to get lower and closer to the ground. In case you missed this beautiful podcast featured in our last episode, you'll get a sneak peek today. And Nightingale of Iran, a story that will resonate with outsiders everywhere. It was a golden age for Jews in Iran. In the 1950s, a religious Jew, Younes Dardashti, became a national celebrity, singing at the Shah's palace and on the radio. In the 1960s, his son Farid became a teen idol on TV. They were beloved by Iranian Muslims. But at the height of their fame, they left the country. It has always been a mystery to our host Danielle Dardashti and her sister Galit. Why did their family leave Iran? Now, in a documentary podcast series, the sisters reveal painful secrets unspoken for generations. Were you taking notes? Don't worry if you weren't, because we have the trailers for all of these and more coming right up. Enjoy!
Welcome to Icewind Dale. It is not a good day in Icewind Dale. Aurel, the Frost Maiden, a god, the divine embodiment of winter's fury, has withdrawn to this cold corner of the world, plunging it into endless night.
You repeat this harbinger of winter's name again one more time.
Aurel.
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 This is I Seduce the Dragon.
Gentry, I'm so sorry. I'm about to fight some kids.
God damn it.
It's a new D&D podcast. Your hands are tied behind your back. Okay, what's that face?
Am I into it?
Jesus Christ.
It's a story about Tori.
He is the worst person you know.
Gentry.
And none of my friends believe me.
Not at all.
You're circus folk. Why would we believe you?
Erastus.
Erastus likes to party and moisturize.
And Martha.
I have to eat off of porcelain like one of you people.
You people?
What a hardship for you.
It's a story about friendship.
Aren't you supposed to be a god?
Demigod, remember?
Oh, demigod.
It's like running a half marathon. It's like not that impressive.
It's still a very long run.
And standing up for what's right.
And this is, just to be clear, still our problem.
I'm gonna go hide under something.
Look for I Seduce the Dragon.
Ooh, he big.
Oh, he's so big.
Wow, he's so big.
I've never seen someone take up four squares on Roll 20.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
This is In Retrospect, a podcast about cultural moments from the 80s and 90s that shaped us and the way we think.
It's easier to be killed by a terrorist than it is to get married over the age of 40.
Does he hit you?
I forced her to dance with me right out there on the disco floor.
You blew it, lady, because I'm the best sex you'll never have.
This is my friend Jessica Bennett.
I want you to really smell the Axe body spray that emanated during this time.
She's a journalist at the New York Times, a best-selling author, and a professor at NYU.
You called me and I was in Palm Springs in a weed shop, naturally. And this is my friend, Susie Banacaram.
I'm very much a product of the pop culture I consume.
Yes.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
She's an Emmy-winning producer and filmmaker who's run some of the biggest and craziest newsrooms.
I remember once having, like, a guy friend over and him being like, do you DVR Oprah?
This is in high school.
Every week, we'll revisit a moment in pop culture history that we just can't stop thinking about.
From salacious tabloid headlines and questionable soap opera couples to illicit student-teacher relationships and one very specific red swimsuit.
And I love your red bathing suit.
Oh, thank you.
There's something about those one-piece suits.
We'll unravel it all. The context, the behind the scenes, the subtle and not so subtle messaging.
To better understand what these moments taught us about the world and our place in it.
Maybe this was a sensitive handling for the time.
Where this story really begins is the place where all good revolutions begin, the ladies' room.
Oh, Jessica.
They weren't shying away from how violent it was. It's also portrayed as romantic.
It had been branded on the uteruses of every single woman from sea to shining sea.
Listen to In Retrospect, a new podcast from iHeart and the Meteor. Find it on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you think we're going to get canceled for this?
My name is Petra Barron, and I am by nature a traveller.
Get a van and then drive around Britain.
A couple of years ago, I found myself standing rooted on the spot in an open-air shopping centre in London, wondering, how the hell did I get here? And more to the point, how did we get here? So many of us in just another city designed to make our bodies move through space as quickly and as frictionlessly as possible. We ping, we glide, we're carried and conveyed through transport systems and buildings with maximum efficiency, touching in and out without touching anything, our eyes looking down, making contact only with our screens, our feet on autopilot, barely feel the ground, whilst our heads, well, they're somewhere else, churning and maxing out in a different way. Distracted and digital, existing in a simulacrum of the real world, semi-connecting in just 1 minute with more people than our ancestors would have met in a lifetime. I needed to get lower, to move down from my head and plant my feet back on the ground. And that's what this podcast is. It's a sonic scrapbook of my travels deep into magnetic places.
Shut off the motor, it's rowing with a broom.
And those whose lives are shaped by them.
That you have to put your hands into the soil of a place. It's kind of like the earth has to kind of eat you.
I refuse to drive. And when I walk, I get everywhere right when I'm supposed to get there.
And an invitation to tune into the pulse of place.
So beautiful and dangerous.
I'm looking for a desert woman.
Desert woman?
Yeah.
People are strong and in their power when they're connected to place.
I call them lowlines. Follow Lowlines now, wherever you like to listen to your podcasts.
Once upon a time in Iran, it was a golden age, and my grandfather, a devout Jew, was a famous Iranian singer, a radio star.
The power of his voice was so incredible that they had called him the Nightingale of Iran.
and his son, my father, became a teen idol, singing pop music on TV.
Nobody thought I was ever going to leave Iran anymore. He said, now you're a superstar, you're not going to leave.
But they did leave, gave up everything, and my grandfather was erased from Iranian history. It's always been a mystery to me. What were they running away from? And how did my sisters and I end up so un-Persian? I'm Danielle Dardashti. I teamed up with my sister Galit to find answers. We made a mind-blowing discovery in our parents' basement, had conversations with people all over the world, and learned about a surprising cultural taboo our family faced.
And this is not something that I have ever heard any of our relatives talk about.
Come along with us as we retrace their journey from Iran to Israel to America.
You should hear Betty singing Yiddish.
The Nightingale of Iran, a podcast about identity, belonging, and music.
Shalom, goodbye.
We are really giving you a taste of everything today. As podcast lovers, we are not afraid to explore podcasts of different genres, from entertainment and fiction to narrative and investigative to interview shows to serve you growth and wisdom. Here are a few more of our favorites because we clearly can never have enough. First up, we recommend Kelly Corrigan Wonders. This podcast is a place for people who like to laugh while they think and find it useful to look closely at ourselves and our weird ways. Author of 4 New York Times bestsellers about family life, Kelly wonders about loads of stuff. Is knowing more always good? Can we trust our gut? How does change actually happen? The Huffington Post describes Kelly as the poet laureate of the ordinary. And even though she's anything but ordinary, Kelly has a knack for making us all more thoughtful and curious about the world around us. Future Hindsight is another show that will nurture your growth. This award-winning weekly podcast takes big ideas about civic life and democracy and turns them into action items for you and me. In each episode, in-depth conversations with citizens changemakers inspire civic action and change. Mila Atmos, a global citizen based in New York City, is the producer and series host of Future Hindsight. In the realm of taking action and understanding current trends shaping the world, The Good Robot will be at your service to do just that. Join Dr. Eleanor Drage and Dr. Carrie McKinnerney as they ask the experts, what is good technology? Is good technology even possible? And how can feminism help us work towards it? Each week, they invite scholars, industry practitioners, activists, and more to provide their unique perspective on what feminism can bring to the tech industry and the way that we think about technology. With each conversation, The Good Robot asks how feminism can provide new perspectives on technology's biggest problems. And if this show is up your alley, you are going to love In Her Element, where AI and digital expert Suchi Srinivasan and fintech practice leader Kamila Rakimova from Boston Consulting Group talk to the women at the vanguard of business, digital, and technology. They're digging into how these powerhouse leaders got where they are. Everything from the joy of projects gone right to the realities of family responsibilities. Take a listen to this special selection.
Hey, I'm Kelly Corrigan, and wondering is pretty much my favorite pastime. Like, I wonder, does everything happen for a reason? I wonder what superpowers every one of us has and could be using to nudge society along. And I wonder all the time, how does change really happen for a person or a country? I'm old enough to know there's just no way to get any of that settled in one shot. So every month, Kelly Corrigan Wonders asks a consequential question, and we stick with it for 4 weeks, figuring it out together.
If you try to lead a life without pain, without sorrow, without sadness, you're essentially signing up for half a life.
I think our very gross, performative, endless Instagram theology is that things are always being lit by a ring light and that we're never preparing for a colonoscopy and all that entails.
We're not a melting pot. We're a potluck nation. And what makes a potluck special? It's when people bring their best, most distinctive dish.
If we really seek this common ground that we're talking about today, then let's do it. Let's listen and hurt and ooze and let's forgive.
Oh, Kelly, I didn't come here for this truth bull.
This is a place for people who like to laugh while they think and find it useful to look closely at ourselves and our weird ways in the hopes that knowing more and feeling more might help us do more and be better.
From PRX.
Welcome to Future Hindsight. I'm Mila Atmos. This is a show about asking questions. Questions that will elevate our democratic dialogue. We live in confusing times. Our national discourse is divided, and our democratic process is broken. The world is disrupted, and things are moving so rapidly that we have no time to waste to think about our roles as citizens and our actions as human beings. We all need to work together to build a new social contract and create a future that is worth living. The time is now, the place is here. Join us on this journey to discover what's possible. Find Future Hindsight online starting January 20th.
And welcome to the Good Robot Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kerry Makarit.
And I'm the other host, Eleanor Drage. We're both Christina Gore Research Associates at the University of Cambridge Centre for Gender Studies. And we also work in association with the Lieberholm Centre for the Future of Intelligence, which is Cambridge's AI research centre. Our research aims to provide the AI sector with practical tools informed by feminist knowledge and methods for creating better, fairer, and more equitable AI.
As you can probably tell, we spend a lot of time talking and thinking about the relationship between feminism and technology. And so, we wanted to bring these conversations directly to you. So in this podcast, we ask the experts, what is good technology? Is good technology even possible? And what does feminism have to say about it?
We're going to be talking to the people who make and design technology, as well as the biggest critics of these technologies. So whether you're a technologist, a student, an activist, a scholar, or just want to know what feminism can do for technology, you're going to love this show.
It's super important to us that these conversations are for everyone, so that no one gets left out of the conversation about the new tech that is shaping our lives, but also that people know how these new technologies are not always that new. In fact, they can often come from and build on much older histories of inequality and exclusion.
It's pretty easy to feel frightened about the future of technology, and we want to help you walk a path between naive techno-optimism and fearful techno-pessimism. We want to equip you with a real awareness of the problems created and entrenched by new technologies, but also a good sense of the kind of radical, transformative, justice-oriented work that's going on all around us by kind and brilliant people.
Absolutely. So what are we actually going to talk about? We'll cover everything from how feminism can inform app design and data practices, how different religious belief systems like Buddhism and Christian liberation theology can inform AI ethics, how youth activists are combating algorithmic injustice, through to how technology has always been entwined with our understanding of what it means to be human.
As you can probably guess from our topics, we take a really expansive view of feminism. Centrally, we see feminism as a common sense response to the fact that people continue to be killed, violated, discriminated against, and otherwise mistreated due to social power imbalances. Feminism always asks questions about power, and that's what we're here to do for you on the Good Robot Podcast.
So we can't wait to share our chats about feminism, power, gender, and technology with all of you. In the meantime, please like and follow The Good Robot on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you like to get your podcasts. And tell your friends, family, and loved ones all about us.
See you very soon in episode one.
Technology shapes every aspect of our modern world, from solving some of the most complex challenges we're facing today to providing new ways to connect with each other.
We're here to elevate and amplify the voices of amazing women who are shaping the future of technology with their work every single day.
I'm Andrea Gallego, BCG Gamma's Chief Technology Officer, Managing Director, and Partner.
And I'm Corinne Lyons, Product Lead at BCG Platinian. We've spent our careers in tech, and we've seen what a huge range of opportunities exists, from coding to consultancy.
On In Her Element, we'll hear people's stories, both personal and professional, of their career paths, barriers they faced, the projects that matter the most to them, and the tips and tricks they've learned along the way.
Of all the things I've ever had to do, scaling the company is one of the hardest, scaling quickly.
A lot of people can just walk into a room and it's like, oh, welcome. Hey, you belong here. But it definitely doesn't feel like that sometimes.
The less we invite new people into a field, the more the culture, the research, and the joy you have in that community stagnates.
Women still occupy less than a third of the workforce in tech and only a quarter of technical positions. And we want to change that. Our goal with this podcast is to support women looking to find or grow a career in tech.
You'll learn about jobs you never knew existed, non-traditional career paths, allyship, and reskilling. You'll also learn about how to close the gender pay gap, networking, mentorship, and the technology that's changing the way we live our lives every single day.
So join us for every episode of In Her Element from BCG.
So there you have it, our carefully curated Women's History Month playlist just for you. Leave us a review to let us know which ones are your top picks and which ones we missed. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, for all things Tink Media and Feed the Q, find us at tinkmedia.co or follow us on social at Tink Media. Bye, cuties!
With us around, you'll never run out of things to listen to. With us around, you'll never run out of things to listen to. 'Cause we'll feed your cue.